We are right back on the Power Hour on KC 107.7, and tonight, like I said, I'm bringing you the dangerous person lost before we bring in the our little cancer warriors. So I have somebody that really, I think he lives on the edge for the work that he does. So I have Raymond Harmon on the line. Raymond, how are you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Loud and clear.
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for taking the interview. I know it can get busy with a school run and a work run and every run.
Oh, yeah. It's a very busy life.
Yeah. So, Raymond, let's get into it. Your work sounds incredible. From baboon watch to leopards, take us through what a typical day looks like for you on Doornhof Wine Estate.
Okay. Well, you know, in the mornings, it's actually an early wake up from 5:30 to 6, doing the school runs and then the transport for the staff of the farm that work in the restaurant. To doing maintenance during the day. Obviously, it's winter now, so there isn't really much activity in the wildlife sector, but there's a lot of maintenance that has to be done throughout every day for the glamping tents, and as well as in between office maintenance and farm maintenance to be done. And then in the afternoons, it goes to staff transport again, and sometimes late driving as well.
For our listeners that is not familiar with Doornhof, can you give them an idea where it is?
Sure, I can. It's in the heart of the Limietberg and Groenberg Mountains, just outside Wellington towards Painskloof Pass. It's actually underneath Painskloof Pass. Just past Bosma and all those big farms. You're literally the second last farm on that road.
And you mentioned that there's glamping. I didn't know that.
No, that's the African African tents. It's literally, it's for the guys that don't really want to go through the effort of setting up a tent, you know, the sleeping bags and the olden day camping that you and I are used to.
Now, I quite know what is glamping. I said I didn't know that they have glamping up there.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Should really come try it out.
Yeah.
It's actually very magnificent.
Yeah, I've tried out their wines a few years ago, before COVID, which is very nice, but you have to have a driver if you want to drink there.
That's the thing. Ubers only come out here to special requests.
Exactly. Because it ain't safe when you go, when you either have to stay or something like that. So, what has been the most frightening or adrenaline-filled moment you've experienced while working with wildlife?
Sure. It's the most enjoyable, the most adrenaline and rushing moment ever at Doornhof has got to be catching snakes. That's one of the most fun and interesting and adrenaline and rushing moments for me on the farm.
Cobras, puff adders.
No, not so much cobras. More puff adders. Puff adders are most common. Well, I've only seen puff adders caught two cobras last summer, but about 11, 12 puff adders. So they've been much more common.
Wow. But they're also part of the venomous snakes, am I right?
Yes, they are a part of the venomous family of the snakes. They are quite, cobras are a bit more aggressive, but puff adders, their strike is very, very, very lethal. Not so much the venom itself, just the way they strike. Believe it or not, they can strike arm's length within 0.7 seconds, and that's fast.
And how soon do you have to get to get an anti-venom or something?
How soon do you have to?
How close? How much time do you have when it comes to the puff adder bite?
Well, it all depends which toxin they decide to release. I mean, we're not actually their food, so the occasion that you get where a puff adder does decide to put venom in your skin or in your bloodstream, depending on which toxin they put in you, you have between 20 to 30 minutes to get to a hospital. A registered snake bite treating department at a hospital, and they then contact a specialist, which will either be at the hospital, or they might even have antidotes available for your common puff adders.
So you don't have a lot of time.
No, you don't have a lot of
you
time.
You don't
so
have
it's a... always it's always advisable if you do go hiking that you take someone with you.
Okay.
So that person would then need to help you or assist you into a vehicle and to the hospital.
Okay, so you also handle maintenance on the estate. How do you balance the technical side of your job with the unpredictability of nature? How do you manage those two?
Well, you won't believe me if I tell you, but between doing maintenance and the unpredictability of nature itself, have you ever had a baboon come up to you while you're painting a wall? I mean, that is very unpredictable.
Looking for food.
Very curious. Yeah, they're also very scared. But it's quite interesting how unpredictability of nature surprises you. For example, doing maintenance at an African tent, and suddenly there's a rain spider hanging above your head. Oh, there's a puff adder next to the braai where you're painting. it's very enthusiastic.
You gotta be you are made for that job. You made for it.
Yeah, don't mistake me for a single second. I work in heaven, and it's always gonna be like that. And that's literally what keeps me going.
Yeah.
Is the place that I work at, and it takes my breath away every day.
Yeah, that is a beautiful place. Stunning. I would really encourage our listeners to take a drive up there. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, they got a wonderful wine tasting. They got a wonderful restaurant that you can come and eat at. Wine Down Wednesdays is some of the nicest times that you'll find. They've got river walks, they've got hiking trails, they've got a cellar you can tour. There's quite a lot of things to be done.
So there you have it. For anyone listening that doesn't know about Doolhof, please do make a turn. So we're coming to the close of this interview. I just want to say before I close off that this interview will be on a podcast on the KC app on KC 107.7, so anyone can go back and listen to the interview. So